Washington, this is VOA News. I am Steve Norman reporting. French President Emmanuel Macron, who begins a state visit to Washington today, urging President Trump to stick with the Iranian nuclear accord, arguing there is no plan B. Appearing on the U.S. news program Fox News Sunday, Mr. Macron said he believes the 2015 deal curbing Iran's nuclear ambitions is imperfect.
Is this agreement perfect, and is JCPOA a perfect thing for our relationship with Iran? No. But for nuclear, what do you have as a better option? I don't see it.
Last October, President Trump spoke to the nation about the Iran deal and said Tehran cannot be trusted.
Iran is not living up to the spirit of the deal. We will work with our allies to counter the regime's destabilizing activity. And we will place additional sanctions on the regime to block their financing of terror.
President Macron says fighting terrorism is something that he and President Trump agree on. President Trump says the U.S. has given up nothing ahead of the planned summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, while Pyongyang has already curtailed its nuclear weapons development. President Trump said Pyongyang's announcement about its nuclear and missile program was big progress, but he said the outcome of his talks with Mr. Kim are uncertain. Libyan Coast Guard recovered the bodies of 11 migrants, rescued more than 260 others. It happened in two separate operations. One group was rescued off the western coast, while another was found off the eastern coastline. The migrants were said to have been from other parts of Africa. This is VOA News. An Islamic State bomber, a suicide bomber, attacked a voter registration center in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, killing 57 people, wounding more than 100 others. This man saw it all happen. After I heard a bang, I rushed to the site of the blast. When I arrived at the scene, we helped as many people as we could get to the hospital. All the victims were women and children who were here to get their identity cards and register for elections. Afghanistan will hold parliamentary elections in October, and voter registration started a week ago. The attack came almost a month after an IS suicide bomber carried out an attack near a Shiite shrine in Kabul that targeted attendees celebrating the Persian New Year, that is. The attack killed 31 people, wounded 65 others. Syrian government forces used warplanes, helicopters, and artillery to pound districts of the capital held by the Islamic State group in a bid to enforce an evacuation deal reached with the militants last week. UN Refugee Agency says two Palestinian refugees, a father and a son, were killed during the fighting at the Yarmouk refugee camp in Damascus. UNHCR says thousands of homes have been destroyed in 4 days of fighting. Hundreds of IS militants hold parts of the Yarmouk camp and areas in southern Damascus. Protests continued in Yerevan late on Sunday, with thousands of Armenians gathering in the city's center despite earlier attempts by police to break up the march with batons and shields. Police in Armenia detained three opposition leaders, nearly 200 protesters, and drawing a rebuke from the European Union after demonstrators demanded newly appointed Prime Minister Serzh Sarkisian quit. Protesters accused Sarkisian of clinging to power after Parliament made him Prime Minister this month following a stint of 10 years as president. In the biggest political crisis in a decade, tens of thousands of his opponents have marched through the capital, blocking streets and staging sit-ins. Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega has scrapped plans to overhaul the country's social security system. His announcement last week of changes to the country's pension plan sparked days of deadly riots. Some people group estimate the death toll is since Wednesday, when the demonstration started, could be as high as 25, including a journalist reporting live via Facebook. United States has condemned it as excessive force used by police and others and called on the government to allow journalists to operate freely. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.